Hello.
Ask. Hey, Tim.
What's up?
What's going on?
Oh, not much. Just getting ready for tomorrow.
Ooh, what's tomorrow?
My VIP event at the store.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's why I wanted them stones in.
Oh, snap, tabulous.
I didn't
okay.
tell you, so how would you know? So, I mean, my
Right.
bad. I'm just a member of what I do every year.
I mean, I try to keep
I'm not
my...
your only client.
You're one of... I have a very small list.
No, you do not.
No, I do, actually. I don't really work with that many people.
Pages.
So your VIP is tomorrow. All right.
Yep. Yeah, baby.
What are we doing for? Anything fun and exciting?
I have three vendors come in. I'm giving
oh,
away a pair
thanks
of
for the
pairs.
Thanks for the invite. Okay, go ahead.
It's not like a diamond event, though.
Mm-hmm.
So... Don't get your fucking panties on a bunch,
no,
okay? Just
I'm
unwind
sure,
them. Pull them out.
I'm
relax.
Sure Benny Sofer will be there. Go ahead.
Fuck Benny Sofer. Fucking me. Come on now. I'm giving away a pair of 2-carat inside-outside hoops.
Nice.
I'm three vendors. It's catered, open bar, private,
nice.
Closed to the public, invitation only.
What time does this start?
10 a.m.? 10 to 7.
Oh, shit. Really?
Yep.
Wow.
A whole motherfucking day.
What if somebody comes in for something that they're not invited?
So I have security, so they'll be outside, so they'll basically ask them what they're here for, and most people say they're here for the event.
Yeah.
But we get people like, oh, I just need a watch battery, and we'll say, oh, sorry, we're having a private event today, so we're closed, but so you can bring it back tomorrow. So we kind of ask questions first before you just start, you know.
Right. They're saying, oh, I want to buy a $100,000 diamond. You're like, right this way.
Come on in. Yep, yeah. Like we've had that a couple times. People show up and they're like, here to shop for an engagement ring. So the security officer will walk in with them and say, hey, this gentleman's here looking for an engagement ring. And come on, baby.
Smart.
Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting. What vendors are coming?
We have George from Simon G.
Mm-hmm.
George from Roman Jewels, Roman and Jewels, whatever.
Okay.
And then Larry from Izzy Creations.
Larry?
From Izzy Creations.
Yeah, are they in IJO and RJO?
I think so. Okay. Definitely RJO. These guys are, well, no, actually, just Larry from Izzy's RJO. Everybody else is not.
Oh, really?
But I think he may be IJO, too.
Interesting. I think I know who he is.
They got some cool color and some really cool pieces. And he won some awards last year in Vegas.
Is he, like, not, I don't know if he's Spanish or Lebanese or is he something?
One of those.
Okay.
Yeah.
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 That's kind of cool. Good for you.
Yeah.
That
yep.
sounds fun. I'm glad I was invited.
Yeah.
Sad, but whatever. Anyways.
You're always welcome to come to every event.
Oh, whatever.
It's just a fucking pissa of a time.
The pissa. Have you guys been busy?
It's been okay this week. Been all right.
Good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Nothing special. I mean, just been okay.
All right. Did you like the diamonds I sent you?
You look okay. I thought that was the stone you weren't going to send me, the 150.
No.
No? I thought you said you didn't like it.
Oh, I didn't send you what I didn't like. That one I like.
Oh, okay. Same stones. Or same color and clarity.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay.
Yeah, no, there was one with a big black PK I didn't love.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
That was racist, by the way.
For sure. For sure.
That makes
but
sense.
Fine. Yeah, it's fine.
Putting it out there.
Married to a black man, that's fine.
That's
fine. You know what? What did I... Oh, I know what. One day I was in Vegas. It was at JCK. And somebody that was new to working at RDI at the time, he worked in our New York office, and we were, like, at a fucking business dinner with a huge client, like a huge client.
Mm-hmm.
And she said something like, yeah, I don't like black in the center. And he goes, well, nobody does unless you're in the MBA. And I was like, I mean, true, but not appropriate.
That's hilarious.
I said, oh, my God. I'm like, stop. Yo, her whole face looked crazy. Like, she didn't know what to say. And I'm like, oh, my God.
That's fucking funny.
hilarious.
It is.
Oh, but other than that, just, you know, trying to sell some diamonds, friend.
So did, on a change of pace, did anything ever come from that event that you, or the game that you were at with your husband and you almost got thrown in jail?
Oh, my God. Did I not tell you the follow-up story about the mom?
No, you did not.
A couple days later goes by, like, so no, nothing happens. But a couple days later, I'm on my phone, and all of a sudden I get a Facebook message. So I'm like, all right, I'm not 12, but I'll see what this is about. It's the kid's sister, who's like 16, and his mom separately email me or message me.
Message you.
So I'm like, the sister's young. I look at the, and she's like, your son's a bitch. And I'm like, all right, well, if you want to go down
that road. The daughter saying that?
Yeah, I was like, the daughter. I was like, all right, honey, if you want to go down that road with me, just talk to your brother how I handle shit. But I was like, whatever. So then the mom is like, hi, Ann. Were you waiting for my son after the football game last night? And I'm like, oh, here we go. So I was like, hi, Jay. No, I was not waiting for your child. However, I said, we had got into, there was a situation at the fence, and as your son was coming, I disrespected him in the same fashion that he disrespected my son. And she was like, well, I let my son handle those kind of things on the field. And I was like, well, your son spit on my son. And so I gave him the same disrespect he was giving. And she's like, well, you know, football isn't for the weak. I go, I couldn't agree more. And that's why I'm sure your son will be okay for me calling him a bitch. Like, calm down.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it was fine. I was polite to her. She was polite to me. I said, listen, we don't agree. And that's clearly, that's just how it's going to be. You're obviously okay with your son's actions. I was not. And I acted accordingly. And she's like, you're right. I guess we just don't agree. As parents, you know, these are kids. These are kids playing football. No, friend. Your son is 20-something years old, and he made a grown fucking decision. So now he's going to learn about how grown people handle those kinds of decisions. There's consequences.
Yep.
I said, that's it. I was like, we disagree. I'm sure your son, in the grand scheme of things, is a nice kid.
Mm-hmm.
I wish him the best. That's it. And that's how.
Leave me the fucking phone.
Right. Like that. And she didn't say nothing else. She was like, you know, she kept crying. Like, no, we don't agree. However, I am not, you can't, basically saying how I came to my son's defense. And I'm like, basically, you're doing the same thing by texting me.
Yeah.
No, it's different. Okay. Well, I don't care at the end of the day.
Yeah.
My
crazy.
I would not change not one thing.
I told Tony that, the whole story. She was like, you got to be kidding me. I'm like, no. I'm like, because when we go to a lot of these events with Shy and stuff like that, you know, sometimes it gets a little heated, you know. Oh. And I could see it happening. So it's just crazy that it actually happened to somebody's own just did. You're like, what the fuck?
And normally,
calm as a cucumber, man. Because I mean, I'd be a fucking dumbass out there.
If it was anything else, yeah, I mean, I give my husband a lot of credit because, honestly, if it was anyone, like, if it had been, like, a dirty play, that's the game. If it had been a hit, that's the game. If it had been anything within the, like, the confines of the sport,
yeah,
not my
yeah.
place. Like, you're right. You spit on my son, unfortunately, at that point. Now I just feel like, and now, not only that, I was so amped up from the other kids being disrespectful. That now,
yeah.
Fuck you. So then it was,
yeah.
And he had no idea. Like, he was so far, apart from, like, what was going on. And us, like, we were screaming way before he got up there because these other kids were talking to my husband. And then I was like, fuck you. I don't give a fuck, bitch. You're a bitch. Fucking bitch. Like, everybody's a bitch. And then when I saw him, I was like, oh, it's on and popping. I've been dying to say this to you. So now you're going to get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, no.
Gosh.
No, he'll be fine. Listen,
yep.
On a separate note, did I tell you, the one kid, Zero, he came over as we were all screaming. I mean, it was fucking, like, it was, like, honestly, if no one stopped them, me and my husband would have got beat up.
Really?
Yeah, there was, like, 20 of them, and just me and my husband.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
One of the kids ran over and was like, Miss, I'm like, what? And he's like, I apologize for how we're acting. And I was like, and really quick, my whole demeanor was like, oh, thank you, honey. I appreciate it. And he's like, what? The next day, I swear on everything, or that Monday when I came into work, I called the school. I called the school that he went to. I called the head coach and left a message saying what a great character display of sportsmanship, respect, and character that number zero had. And that although his other kids acted a hot mess, he should be, you know, someone should say something to him because he really acted great.
Well, it's nice to know that there's even one nice person right from wrong and not to be a total douche.
He, listen, they're fine. You got embarrassed by, you know, an old white woman who called you all.
Yeah.
Fuck you. I don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You'll be fine. I can't wait till next year. We go there next year. Bring it on. I don't care.
Oh, fuck.
Don't care.
Right.
I'll come stacked. I'll come stacked. They probably won't let me in. I'm like, bitch, sorry.
You got a picture of you and
we know what happened. We cannot have you here, boo.
That's right.
All right, well,
hey,
listen.
When was the last time you talked to Maggie?
Oh, today.
Today?
Yeah.
I miss her.
I will. She's doing really, really well, so I can't even, like, she actually is trying to poach me.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, what type of business is it?
So she sells HR services.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
Right. I mean, it's a great company here. Everybody knows Paychex here. It's Paychex.
Yeah.
Work with Paychex. Okay, so it is a great company, and honestly, the benefits they give their employees, like, are fucking phenomenal. But I'm like, I don't want to start it as a rep. I'm like, I'm a director here, like, I, you know, and I'm accomplished. And she's like, no, I understand. And then, like, 2 weeks later, she's like, yeah, and there's a director position open, and they're hiring outside. And I'm like, I'm listening. What does that mean?
Yeah.
And so, but, you know, there's no reason. Not right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, what would you do? Oh, my God. I don't even know if I left who I'd give you. Ugh.
I wouldn't even stay. You kidding me? I'd stay because of you.
I know. I don't know. It wouldn't be good. It'd be downhill.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure you thought that, though, about Erica.
No. No.
That's because I talk to you all the time.
We were never as close as me and you are. Like, the shit we talk about and tell each other and shit, I mean, we were friends.
Yeah.
You know, but not like me and you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm irresistible. What can I say? Just, you know, how it goes.
The personality, baby.
That's right, baby. Well, for right now, you got me, so.
Okay, fine.
All right, fine. All right, listen, let me know if you need anything. Here, sell a diamond.
Cool.
I got a kid in college. Jesus.
I'll talk to you tomorrow. I gotta take hers in on trade. The problem is she's got that 1-carat GSI2 XXX GIA that I sold to her a few years back for $59.50, and it's not worth nowhere near that now. So I gotta figure out, what to give her on trade. And
that sucks.
Yeah.
It wasn't from us?
I don't think so. I don't know where it came from, to be honest with you. Maybe it did come from you guys. Oh, but it might have been what we bought off the street. Like, actually, I should look it up and find out.
Yeah, because if it was from us, guess what? You get a trade.
Word up.
Loser.
I'm gonna look tomorrow, actually. I don't have it in front of me.
All right, look tomorrow.
Back on. All right, cool.
All right, boo. I'll talk to you later.
We'll talk. All right, sounds good.
All right, bye, babe.
Bye.